From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. More violence and destruction in Syria. Fighting between Syrian rebels and forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad spread throughout the country Friday, even as Syrian government and Russian airplanes maintained their strikes on Aleppo for the eighth straight day. In Aleppo, a clinic was hit Friday in an airstrike one day after a bombing raid destroyed a hospital, civil defense officials said. The Syrian military said it expects to begin a regime of calm, apparently a truce, in some parts of the country early Saturday, but not in Aleppo. On Wednesday, Al-Quds Hospital in the rebel-held Sukkari district was destroyed in airstrikes. On Friday, Doctors Without Borders, one of the medical charities that supported the hospital, raised the death toll to 50 people, including 14 medical staff. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 226 civilians, including more than 50 women and children, have been killed so far in the 8 days of bombardment of Aleppo. The U.S. military has disciplined 16 personnel, including a two-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan that killed 42 people. General Joseph Votel, the commander of the U.S. Central Command, told reporters Friday at the Pentagon an investigation into the incident found the tragedy was the result of what he called an extraordinarily intense situation.
The investigation concluded that the personnel involved did not know they were striking a medical facility. The intended target was an insurgent-controlled site, which was approximately 400 meters from the Doctors Without Borders Trauma Center.
Doctors Without Borders called the attack relentless and brutal.